This is Dr. Schumacher, dictating an assisted living history and physical in a patient named Kathy Higgins. Last name Higgins, first name Kathy, Chathy. Date was March 23rd, 2022. Place was Covenant Glen, which is assisted living in Frankenmuth. And her chief complaint, she seemed for initial evaluation period. She also had an abscess in her back that they wanted me to assess. And she has had a history of a headache many years ago, resulting in some degree of debility. Having a history of past illness, Mrs. Higgins had a head injury over 20 years ago, period. This resulted in weakness and she's not ambulatory, period. She also has poverty of speech, but she can communicate and knows what's going on. There's no major mental deficiencies, period. She's just more slow to speak and has a soft speech that's understandable, but sometimes it's difficulty, period. She also has right side weakness and the right foot drop, period. She's immobilized by wheelchair and needs help transferring, period. The paragraph, she has diabetes mellitus type 2. The sugars have been stable and she denies polyuria or polydipsia, period. She denies any paresthesias or severe pain, period. You see from her med list that she's being treated with the Humalog QuickPen and 40 units before breakfast and 20 units before dinner, period. She also has Novolog FlexPen available to scale, period. New paragraph. She has diffuse osteoarthritis, and the pain is controlled for the most part, period. She has hypothyroidism, she has levothyroxine, period. At the moment, she has no major problems with temperature tolerance, period. New paragraph, more acutely, she has an abscess on the back, period. It appears as a coalescence of sebaceous cysts because sebum was there as well as some degree of pus, period. There's some pain there, period. I actually was able to get a bit of that sebum and pus out, but it was not really totally ripe for any kind of excision and drainage, period. It's reddened, period. It's about 3 to 4 centimeters in diameter, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no femur, chills, or major weight change. I denies major weight vision problems. ENT denies earache, sore throat, and hoarseness, and they seem to hear me adequately. Breastfeeding, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal. He has various diffuse arthralgias, period. Skin, no major rash or itch, but he has the abscess in the back, as noted. Endocrine, no polyuria, polydipsia, but he is diabetic and is on high dose of insulin. New paragraph, past history, osteoarthritis, diabetes mellitus type 2, back pain, hypothyroidism, hypertension, skin cancer. She had the accident resulting in a head injury many years ago. It's a surgical history. She has a cesarean section, jaw reconstruction, hysterectomy, thyroid surgery, and allergies, penicillin, sulfa, dilantin. Medications, taking amlodipine bezolate 10 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, baclofen 10 milligrams twice a day, gold bond to affected areas daily, family provides, Humalog QuickPen 120 units before dinner and 140 units before breakfast, the Novolog the scale period, Ozempic 2 milligrams per 1.5 ml, which injects 1 milligram subcutaneously weekly. Levothyroxine 75 micrograms daily, Lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, Metoprolol 50 milligrams twice a day, Nitrofurantoin 100 milligrams daily, Omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, Vesicare 10 milligrams daily, Vascepa 2 capsules twice a day, Venlafaxine 150 milligrams twice a day. I'll change that. She takes a total. Then Venlafaxine 225 milligrams twice a day. Period. She takes 150 milligram plus a 75 milligram ER. Both twice a day. Period. Is Norco 5325 or 6 hours available for pain? Period. Tylenol 650 milligrams every 6 hours PM. Metamucil 2 capsules daily as needed. Silicon magnesia 30 ml every 72 hours as needed. Ondansetron 4 milligrams every 8 hours as needed. Tramadol 50 milligrams 3 times a day as needed. Triamcinolone 0.1% topically 3 times a day. Zeosorb-AF powder 2%, topic of the abdominal fold every shift for redness and moisture. And family history. Her mother had cancer and hypertension and is deceased at 88. Her father had congestive heart failure, alcoholism and hypertension, and died at 76, period. He had hyperlipidemia. One sibling had cancer and died at 66. Another sibling is alive. In social history, she never smoked cigarettes, period. No alcohol excess, period. He's not sexually active currently. He's had one pregnancy and one delivery. New paragraph examination. She is not acutely ill or distressed in appearance. Blood pressure 128 over 68, pulse 80, with spike rate 18, O2 sat was 90%. Head and neck, pupils are equal and react to light, eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, extraocular movements normal, orbicles are normal, ears normal inspection. Neck is short and wide, no mass, no nodes, no palpable thyromegaly, and no bruise. She tends to lay mostly in almost in her Dahlberg position with her head lower than her legs. That seems more comfortable for her, period. She can be put up to a chair though, period. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal SMRS 2, no gout, no murmur. Slight edema, abdomen soft, non-tender, non-palpable, and anemogly. She and this clean is close to normal, period. She's weak in general and doesn't ambulate, period. The right side is weaker and she has the right foot drop and the right plantar reflexes extends her, period. The patient is intact at touch and pain, period. Impaired of musculoskeletal. Slightly unique shoulder range of motion, period. No joint inflammation or fusion. No cyanosis. skin is intact, swollen, and dry without major lesions, period. There's an abscess in the back, in the midline, in the thoracic area, period. It measures about 4 centimeters in diameter, period. There's one side opening and is able to elicit some sebum and a bit of pus, period. He's red and was a bit tender, period. Is not ripe for further incision, period. Mental status is oriented to IM3 with normal affect. Paragraph assessment and plan. 1, Mrs. Higgins has evidence of an abscess with infection. I've ordered cephalexin 500 milligrams BID plus warm soaks TID to the back, period. I will revisit this and there's a possibility she may need drainage, period. In paragraph 2, she has diabetes mellitus, and I'll observe on her current insulin for now and have to watch the sugars. I'll continue a Humalog quick pen, 120 before dinner and 140 before breakfast, and the Ozempic 1 milligram weekly subcutaneously, period. I'll continue the scale, period. 2, she has hypothyroidism, I'll continue levothyroxine 75 micrograms daily, period. 3, she has hypertension, and I will continue lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, plus metoprolol 50 milligrams twice a day, period. 4, she has the head injury, and she has the foot drop, and she does need help with activities of daily living, period. 5, she has the truth overactivity, and I will continue the sulafenicin, which is Vesicare 10 milligrams daily, period. 8, she remains in the SEPA 1 gram with 2 capsules twice a day for hypolipidemia, period. I will also in bamlifaxin 225 milligrams twice a day for depression, period. I will follow her at Covenant Glen, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.